Since 1999, I've been speaking full-time across North America. I've spoken to countless people, preached at hundreds of different parish missions, and from my experience, I've become deeply aware of the need to re-evangelize the baptized, and I've given my life to this. And I'd like to share with you a three-step method that I've used in my parish missions, which has been very effective in evangelization. From my experience, the typical Sunday-going Catholic may be sacramentalized, but they are not evangelized. And what do I mean by this? Well, are they aware that they were created to be a saint? Is there a personal identification with Christ? Are they being faithful to the Church's teachings on faith and morals? Is there a sense of participating in the evangelistic mission of the Church, which is the deepest identity of the Church? And from my experience, the average Sunday-going Catholic is really not aware of these truths, and some are totally unaware. And that's a problem, because people are missing the purpose of their life, to be a saint. So how do we reach them? I have found one method particularly effective. It is a three-step method of evangelization. I've used it in every parish mission event I've led since 1999, and I currently lead this over 3 days. Step one, proclamation. Each evening, I share a clear and simple proclamation of the personal love of God that helps the audience in everyday Catholic living. No theoretical stuff. It must be simple and it must be practical to the audience. Why simple? Because the average person sitting in the pew reads at a grade 7 or grade 8 level. So communicating the faith at this level is critical for evangelization. No theological lingo, but simple and clear teaching in everyday language, using lots of stories to connect to the audience and emphasizing just a few points. Step two, encounter. Each evening, there's a focus on leading people to encounter Christ. After each talk, I move the participants directly into musical Eucharistic adoration. We dim the lights of the church, create an atmosphere of reverence so only Jesus is illuminated, and through song, prayer, and silence, we lead people in adoration of Jesus. This is where people encounter Him. Now here's the thing. We are created to encounter God. So if we aren't giving people the opportunity to encounter Christ, we will get nowhere with our efforts in evangelization. You see, the lives of the apostles changed when they encountered Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit as seen in Acts chapter 2. In evangelization, we must bring people to the upper room, not a classroom, then let God do His thing. Musical Eucharistic adoration is just one way to accomplish this. Step three, invite. During one night of adoration, participants are invited to personally and publicly commit themselves to Christ and to a life of holiness. Now, most Catholics aren't aware of ever committing themselves to Jesus. No wonder they leave the church. There's no commitment to stay. Nobody ever accidentally became a disciple of Christ. They first had to commit to it. If our commitments aren't conscious, they aren't very concrete. The invitation to commit is key in the process of evangelization. So we talk about Jesus, we encounter Jesus, and we invite people to commit to Jesus. And this is an effective method of evangelization. Feel free to adapt this method in your own faith events. If you'd like me to lead this style of mission in your own parish, please contact me. I would love to serve you. So thank you for your time. Hey guys, did you like this episode of Catholic Minute? If you did, I invite you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to Catholic Minute for free by going to my website, catholicspeaker.com. You'll also gain access to free stuff and other great offers. All of this dedicated to helping you become who God has created you to be. Number two, like and share this video. Number three, consider bringing me to speak at your next parish mission or faith event. I'd love to serve you. Thank you for watching, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Catholic Minute.